Hey, this is Kevin from Scenic City Solar, and this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Today we're going to be talking with Ray, the solar guru from Scenic City Solar, about some more of the basics, but a little bit more advanced basics. So, how you doing this morning, Ray?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Hopefully everybody out there is good, wide awake, and ready to talk solar. So today we're actually going to get into the racking and mounting and how that works. Last episode, we were talking about the basics of solar panels and batteries. Tell us, Ray, how does this stuff mount? How does it attach to the house so it doesn't blow off in the breeze?
Great. Good question. So to start at the solar panels, are rectangular, okay, 99% of the time. There are circular solar panels out there, but you will not put those on your house quite yet. So using a rectangular solar panel, they have anywhere from 30 millimeter to 45 millimeter of depth, okay? Those panels lay on a few different apparatus depending on your roof. Let's start with shingle roof, which is a roof that most people would have at their home. Okay, shingle roof, how you mount a solar panel to your shingles. The best way is with flash feet. Now, what a flash foot is it is a 10 by 8 flash pad, which is a aluminum wafer. Okay, if you just figure it's an aluminum plate that'll actually slide up underneath your shingles. So now you have shingle and then metal. So there's a water barrier there. And then we drill right into your rafter and seal it. And then we have an attachment that's called an L foot or a foot. So if you picture it, you have a plate now on your roof with a fork sticking up. Then there are rail. The rails are anywhere from 2.5 inches to 4 inches deep and 20 foot wide, for argument's sake. You want two rows of those rails, and then you set a panel on top of those rails.
So it'll look kind of like the roof rack on a car.
Exactly like a roof rack on a car. If you think of it as laying on a roof rack on a car, laying solar panels is pretty much tile work. You have the spacers for your tile. If you've ever had the misfortune of laying tile, you have these little plus sign spacers in between each tile that you have to put in. That's just like what you have to do with solar panels. Each solar panel has a spacer in between it called a UFO bolt. That UFO bolt will hold two panels together on that rail. It's a circular bolt that has teeth on the bottom that actually, when you screw it down, clamp into that solar panel to hold it tight and snug to that rail. And then you just continue laying it as you would tile.
So once it's laid on these racks, like a roof rack on a car, it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. For it to go anywhere, your roof would have to go somewhere. A few of us that live over in the Ottawa Brainerd area know that sometimes the tornadoes do hit, and that is an act of God. So other than an act of God, your solar panels are connected to your roof.
Oh, that's good to hear. So once we get the racking and mounting set up, where does... You know, we know the power comes into the solar panels. What happens to it? Where does it go?
So after the power comes from the solar panels, it'll go to that inverter that we spoke about in the last segment. That inverter then takes that DC power and inverts it to AC power. Now, solar panels are either on or off. Sun is hitting them or sun is not hitting them. Okay, so that creates DC power, direct current. If anybody knows anything about direct current, the light switch is either on or off. It's zero or whatever it is. That gets inverted from an inverter to AC power that modulates with a sine wave, usually at 240 volt, but can be three phase as well.
Cool. So you mentioned 240 volt. Is that what my house uses?
Correct. Most houses have 240, two phase or single phase, as it's called, power. That comes straight from a pole or a transformer.
Cool. What does three-phase do? Who uses that?
Three-phase is typically for your commercial accounts, anything with big loads, motors, lathe machines. We'll use three-phase power. Some older buildings will still have three-phase power, even though they only need two-phase. You'll have three-phase power outside. Sometimes they'll bring just two legs in. For some apartments, we'll have... single phase 208 off of a three phase power. It gets a little complicated, but just remember at home, people, you usually have single phase, or sometimes called two phase, 240 volt power.
Cool. Cool. That makes it a whole lot easier because I don't know a whole bunch about electric, which we already know, but that's a different story. So you'd mentioned a little bit about a shingle roof. Well, my house is metal. Can we put solar on a metal roof?
Yes. Yes. So there are a lot of different roofs out there. There are standing seam metal roofs, corrugated metal roofs. There are tile roofs. There are TPO flat roofs. There are tar roofs. There's a whole bunch. Sometimes the roof doesn't make sense for people. Okay. Sometimes what we do is we actually build custom pergolas and carports. This way it's designed specifically for your solar. You get a structure out of it as well. But to pull the flat roof or the, the metal roof question that you have, is your roof a standing seam?
I have no idea. It's metal and it looks really cool. It's got like little waves on it. So it's like they put it down in big, long sheets of metal that kind of overlap each other.
Okay. It's you're very descriptive. Very, very, very descriptive. Okay. So it's a corrugated, I would assume. Corrugated metal roof. What we do is we want to find those rafters. Okay. Anything from a stud finder to actually getting in your attic and finding where the rafter is. Okay. What we have to do is we have to penetrate that metal roof, seal it, and then get right into the rafter with a lag bolt. Again, we put that flash on there, we put an L-foot on there, and then we put rail and then panels, just like the car rack. With the corrugated metal roof, there are a few different attachments that we can use. They're all flashed and caulked so that there's no leakage. We can also put a secondary piece of metal roof underneath your solar array so that there is a second flashing as well.
Wow, that sounds good. It sounds like it's not going to leak at all, and that's really cool. But the other roof that I know is out there is every now and then you see somebody who has a flat roof, like on a business. How would you mount to that?
Yeah, those are actually pretty fun. Those are called ballasted roofs, okay? So you don't have to penetrate anything on that roof. There are these baskets that are from the solar racking manufacturer, the same manufacturer that makes the rail and the racking for a shingle roof, a tile roof, or the standing seam roof. These baskets hold blocks, paver stones, in other words, and that is part of the weight that holds down that basket. Then you have solar panels mount to those baskets. Each solar panel and basket is attached to the next solar panel and basket next to it. So it becomes a collective weight. On average, it's only about 3 pounds per square foot, but the collective weight is what gives it the protection. You're able to move it and actually aim it directly at the sun. That way, you don't have to worry so much about exactly what pitch your shingle roof is on or your metal roof is. We're able to directly set it towards the sun. You can even change it seasonally by going up there and shifting it yourself.
Wow, that's really neat. And I'm glad you brought up that idea of how much do my panels really need to be pointed at the sun? I mean, it just can't be on the roof? Or you mean it has to point in a certain direction?
Definitely. Generally, south. Okay, everybody's heard of the north face. The north face is the coldest side of any mountain where the sun doesn't hit. So you definitely wouldn't want your panels there, Kevin. You would want them on the south side. Some people get really in-depth on what degree, what direction. Anything in the southern hemisphere is generally good in our area. A 15-degree or greater angle on your panels is going to be good anywhere. For instance, the pergolas we built are usually at a 15-degree tilt just so that it's not a sail or too pitched and looks like a lean-to, but we've also made lean-tos that are at a 45-degree tilt. But south is the way you want to go.
Fantastic. So, again, this is Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar, and we're talking about the basics of solar once again. For more information, you can always call us at 423-600-9500 or go online to sceniccitysolar.com. The thing we're going to talk about today is the basics. And again, this is our second show, and we're trying to get into a little bit more in depth of things that we can do with our solar. Talked about racking and mounting and some of the optimizers. So during the day, does my solar produce the same amount throughout the day?
No, that's why solar cannot, without an inverter and without a battery system or oversizing your solar, isn't really designed to power your house completely. Okay. The sun rises and then it sets. Duh. Okay. The moment sun hits your panels, it is not producing full load power. It has a ramp up and a ramp down period. If you equate it to shoulders with a head, okay, your right shoulder being sunrise, the head being sun in the middle of the day, your left shoulder being sunset. Okay. It is an up and down, an arc, a sine wave. Sun rises, it sets. So if we have a 10 kilowatt solar array, for example, at 8 a.m., sun's finally hitting those solar panels, it may produce 1 kilowatt in that hour. We'll go into power and how it's read later from kilowatt to kilowatt hour. By 10 o'clock, it's producing 3 kilowatt. By noon, it's producing 7 to 8 kilowatt. By 1 or 2, it's producing 10 kilowatt. 3 or 4, 8 kilowatt. 5 or 6, 5 or less. By the time the sun goes down, what do you think it's producing? 0. So that is day in, day out. But there's always the variable. If it's rainy, if it's snowing, if it's cloudy, it can be a beautiful sunny day and you're producing 10 kilowatt, but that one straggler cloud goes right over your solar array. That solar array will now produce 8 kilowatt, for example. If you add optimizers to it, it may produce more because what the optimizers do, they're module level power equipment. They will make sure that each panel, regardless of the panel next to it, is going to produce as much power as it can at that moment. So there's ways to mitigate loss for shading. But just remember the head and shoulders. Okay, the sun rises, it gets to its peak, its zenith, and then it sets. So power is always fluctuating.
Well, that's really neat. I didn't know that about solar. I always thought that once the sun came up, it produced maximum. And now they've learned a whole lot more about it. That's what we do here at Scenic City Solar is we hope to inform and teach our customers what it's all about. And again, to get a hold of us, 423-600-9500. Also online, sceniccitysolar.com. So I know we're running short on time, but we've covered today some racking and mounting tips, what the optimizers are, how solar actually works. And once we've got it, let's go back into this question about how does it come, you know, from the actual panel? We know it goes through a couple different things and to the batteries and all that stuff. But when we talked about using that electric either at night, but what happens if there's a power outage during the day and we have a battery?
So the inverter acts, especially with the battery, instantly. Okay, so if you have a power outage and you have a solar and battery system set up correctly for that purpose, okay, there's a lot that goes into that. Then instantly, if the power goes out, the inverter senses that that 240 volt single phase power that's coming from your power pole, it'll sense that there's no power there. So what it'll do is it'll shut that power from even flowing if the power were to come back on, and it'll segregate your solar and your battery and now feed your main panel or your sub panel that you built for solar, or it'll go to your transfer switch. There's a few things that it could do from there.
Cool. What is a sub panel?
A sub panel is something that we build for a lot of people. It's built with your protected loads, being your fridge, freezer, fans, lights, garage door, maybe your internet, maybe your CPAP machine, a few different things that you just do not need to go out in an outage. Okay, it acts like a UPS for your power. So you're able to have certain products in your home and equipment never go without.
Fantastic. That's good to know that we can isolate those things that you need specifically. And I'm glad you mentioned the CPAP machines and overnight medications and medical things that you would need to have up and running. So again, we want to thank everybody for showing up today and listening to Scenic City Solar Radio here on ESPN. We're going to be here every Saturday morning. To get in touch with Scenic City Solar, please give us a call at 423-600-9500 or sceniccitysolar.com. We can come out and get you a free estimate, see if you can learn some more about solar.
Y'all have a great day.